Just moments ago in Prague this Tuesday, the Czech Republic and the United States signed a treaty on the stationing of a U.S. radar base on Czech soil, part of U.S. plans for a broader missile defense shield in Europe. The U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, together with Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, signed the agreement at Černín Palace. That's the foreign ministry in the Czech capital. Our reporter Jan Richter was at the scene, and he joins us live over the phone. Jan, how would you describe the signing, which took place just a few moments ago?
Well, the signing ceremony that took place literally just a few moments ago in the Great Hall of the Černín Palace, which is the seat of the Czech Foreign Ministry, is, of course, a very significant event in the history of the Czech Republic. It was attended, or the treaty was signed, by the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The ceremony was attended by several other ministers of the government, including Cyril Svoboda of the Christian Democrats, as well as the Minister for European Affairs, Alexander Vondra, and, of course, the head of the whole anti-missile defense project, U.S. Army General Obering. The ceremony symbolically took place in the Great Hall, where 16 years ago, almost exactly 16 years ago, the Warsaw Pact was dissolved in July 1991. Prime Minister Topolánek met earlier the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and at a press briefing he made another historical reference. This is what Prime Minister Topolánek had to say.
Once before in history, we were in a similar situation as today, and we failed. We did not accept the Marshall Plan. We cannot afford to make the same mistake twice.
Okay, the Czech Prime Minister there. Now, Jan Richter, what do you expect will be the reaction today by, for example, the opposition or even the public, since polls have repeatedly suggested that much of the public does oppose the radar plan?
Well, the opposition has already said that if they take over the government after the next general elections, they will do their best. That means the Social Democrats and the Czech Communist Party. They will do their best to withdraw from the treaty and leave the project whatsoever. The anti-radar protesters are holding a rally, a major rally today in Prague's Wenceslas Square. They claim that about 70% of Czechs oppose the plans to build the U.S. Radar base in the Czech Republic.
And, of course, the situation is very questionable in Parliament. Many people are questioning whether the government will have enough support to actually push the radar through.
Yes, that is correct. Prime Minister Topolánek seems very confident. He thinks that the treaty will be ratified by Parliament in the Czech Republic. However, there are some politicians, even within the coalition parties today, that are opposing the plan, and this might bring the whole project to an end.
Okay, we will, of course, here at Radio Prague be looking into the situation, closely following that story. My thanks to Jan Richter there from Černín Palace in the capital. And, of course, the radar is without question the topic of the day here in the Czech Republic. If you have an opinion, don't hesitate to write. Our address is english@radio.cz, or you can write to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099. If the radar is something you feel strongly about and you'd like your voice to be heard, well, we, of course, welcome your comments.